This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk Radio.
A program of the Girls Math and Science Partnership
and the Saturday Light Brigade.
Connecting the minds of girls
and women through science,
inquiry,
and broadcast technology.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Steffi. I'm 15 years old and I live in Burgettstown, Pennsylvania.
And I'm Mara. I'm 15 years old and I live in Churchill, Pennsylvania. We just talked to Nina Kang, the senior software engineer at Google Maps.
She had a lot of cool things to tell us.
She used to work at Microsoft in just about the same position that she has now at Google.
She enjoys writing codes for Google and she explained exactly what codes are.
That's a programming language that tells browsers how to display web content on your screen.
She told us that anyone who can knit can learn to code.
We thought that it might be hard to match up the addresses to the pictures and satellite images on Google Maps. And it turns out, we were right.
Sometimes we buy address data from the local Yellow Pages provider, and sometimes we ask people to give us data on the locations through things like My Maps. And we write a converter that will convert it into the system that we use, which are latitudes and longitudes. We have to do a lot of work to make sure that it all lines up.
She told us that her working environment is a place where ideas are always shared.
Most of the time, there's no absolute best way. You're just choosing between two lesser evils. The cleanest way to write this code would take 2 years. We don't have 2 years. We only have 2 weeks. So how can we write something that is still flexible and resilient, but can be done quickly?
She informed us that Google Maps is very diverse. There are a lot of people from different countries and religions. Nina describes her workplace as informal, driven by consensus, highly collaborative, distributive, and international. She has to be able to communicate with people throughout the world.
Nina also stressed the importance of being coherent and fluent when talking to associates around the world.
Being friendly and helping people, just a couple people who are really knowledgeable and friendly can improve the productivity of a larger group by a huge amount. Being interested in drawing and writing isn't really a career boost, but being willing to draw and write really is.
She told us that if she wasn't a senior software engineer, she would be very happy being an English teacher.
But it's not all work and no play for Nina.
No matter what you do for fun, there's some computer software that will let you do more of it. You get a webcam and you start drawing on photos of yourself and putting them up on YouTube and making animations or something.
When she's not working, she likes to take poetry classes and use Scratch.
There's one that I like a lot called Scratch. It's available at scratch.mit.edu. You can download it and look at the code that someone else wrote and copy parts into your own program. So it's really easy to learn that way.
Nina also uses codes in a practical way.
The end of a risk game is really boring because you're just rolling dice over and over. So I wrote in 10 minutes a program that just rolled the dice for you on the computer.
She also emphasized the importance of privacy on Google Maps.
We wrote software that tries to detect people's faces and blur them out. It tries to err on the side of blurring out people's faces. So there was this funny thing where we actually blurred out the face of a horse in Central Park because the software thought it was a person. If we're going to make a mistake, we would rather accidentally blur a horse's face than accidentally not blur a person's face. So yeah, we take privacy really seriously.
Nina has some great advice for people who are trying to break into a computer programming career.
Be willing to not do as well in harder classes in order to learn more. The other thing is try to do things on your own to supplement what you're learning in class.
She doesn't believe that Google Maps has anywhere to go but up.
And so I think in another 5 years, there are some amazing times ahead, especially for geographic software like Google Maps. We've only scraped the tip of the iceberg.
When Nina was in school, she was very bored. In her free time, she would program computers. She was also very scared to fail. She did things her way, which was the harder way, since she didn't want to ask for help. But later on, she found out that she was missing out on a lot of information.
Once I decided that it's better to just be ambitious and fail in an extravagant way than to succeed in a safe and comfortable way, I started getting a lot better at my writing or at programming. But then I learned from watching over people's shoulders that other people were doing it in a better, faster way, and I was holding myself back by not asking questions because I was afraid that that would expose how little I thought I knew. I learned that a lot of people were cooperating around me and learning a lot more than I was. And once I realized that I don't have to be shy, I can rely on other people for help, and that's okay, I started learning a lot more.
Nina's latest project is very interesting.
Right now, my husband and I are working on this hypertext novel that a friend of his is writing. So we're writing the website that stores the novel in a big database, and then people can read the novel online by clicking on links.
Since she works with geography, we just had to ask Nina what her favorite place in the world is.
My favorite place in the world would be Olympic National Park in Washington State. It's west of Seattle if you drive out to the Pacific Coast, and it's got mountains, temperate rainforest, and beaches, and it's really unspoiled.
Girl Talk Radio is brought to you with expertise from the Saturday Light Brigade
and the generous funding of GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare
and is copyright 2008 Girls Math and Science Partnership.
For more information, visit braincake.org.